traveling and fried, I come back on a hippie trail full of zombies.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. You are listening to episode number 99. Keep in mind, number 100, which we recorded this past week, will be airing next week. A nice little celebration of a milestone for me, Matt Santos, your host, as well as some of our regularly featured guests like Sky Conwell, who was sitting in with us there, Dan Nightingale, who sat in for a few minutes, John Rust, our local sports guru, and Leslie Earl Lyman, who popped in for a song or two. We recorded that 100th episode, like I said, last week at one of our sponsors' places, Eric Vernier of Big Daddy E's Barbecue on Butterfield Road in Chino Valley. He is also sponsoring today's episode, number 99. So we hope you enjoy 100. Like I said, that'll be up next week. But today... Today was just a day for me to get out and about, so that's what I did. It's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm not a scientific guy. I'm not a meteorologist in any sense of the word. I can't even say the word, it seems like, but this is my uneducated guess. Up here in Prescott Valley is where I am right now, Prescott Valley, Arizona. I'm going to guess that it's about 350 degrees outside. Again, I'm not a weatherman, I'm not a meteorologist, but that is my uneducated guess. Let me go on record, about 352 is what I'm thinking. 352. It's very hot. So I wanted to get out of the house. I wanted to get out and about. In recent weeks, like I said, I had vacation. We were out in California for a little bit. And before that, a couple of my episodes were done either right at home or close by in Chino Valley. And then, of course, 100 that we recorded last week was in Chino Valley as well. So I wanted to get out and about. I haven't been able to get into the Prescott Valley area as much as I had in the past. So I felt like I had kind of fallen off the horse a little bit. I wanted to get back out there again. I was turning myself into a little homebody, and I don't like that. I am, if you listen to last week's episode, I am looking to shift gears, so to speak, in my professional life. And one of those gears that I'm switching is to concentrate more and more on the podcast and more on seeking out venues, seeking out guests, and having more and more fun with this venture, this podcast. So what that brought me to today is Tony's 2 in Prescott Valley. I'll have a link to their address and all their info on milehighshow.com. But it's a nice little spot. It was a metal club for a while. I've seen a couple of different type bands in here. A big bar out front, pool tables and all that, and then a smaller area sectioned off with a stage, and that's where we are now, listening to Becky Dahlke as she hosts an open mic out here. She hosts it each and every Sunday, and starting at 2 p.m., and so I popped out here about 3 o'clock, and there's a half a dozen or so folks out here waiting to play, and Becky's on stage right now. And when she gets off, maybe we'll sit and talk with her. She's been a guest in the past on Mile High Show with Sky Conwell as host from the Birdcage. And that might be where we're headed later this afternoon. Out into Prescott, possibly the Birdcage. Wes Williams is down there. I want to swing by Far From Folsom as well, a brand new venue. And scout out, like I said, some places and some people to talk with. Today's show is, like I said, brought to you by Big Daddy Ease and, of course, Amazon.com. Go to MileHighShow.com, bookmark that page, and use it and that Amazon link at the bottom for all your online shopping. It doesn't cost you a dime extra. What it does is takes you to your regular login page and lets Amazon know you got there through us. So they give us a little thank you at the end of the month. So please utilize that for your online shopping, MileHighShow.com, the Amazon link, and pick up all your online goods. Some great stuff you can get, some great deals, so please use it. And support your local musicians like Becky Dahlke. So hopefully we'll be talking with her soon. Like I said, I've switched gears a little bit, so we're looking for more and more of you to submit venue suggestions and guest suggestions to info@milehighshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at The Mile High Show, along with Instagram, same thing, The Mile High Show, and Mile High Show at Facebook. So all those links are right there at milehighshow.com. So check us out, follow us, give us some comments. Check out that rate and review at iTunes. That always helps. And what else? Oh, yeah. Hey, there's also a PayPal button if you feel like donating directly. You can always drop us a buck or two. Literally, a buck, $2, $3. Just forward it on over, and it is much appreciated. It helps us take care of the expenses to get out and about. We've got some big shows coming up for you, some surprise guests that we'll be talking about at later dates, some good comedians, some entertainers, musicians, and some of the news folks from in and around the Prescott Valley and Chino Valley area. So stick around. Like I said, we're going to make a few stops today for episode 99 of The Mile High Show, starting first with Becky Dahlke at Tony Two's. Now, hey, don't let my bad recording dissuade you. Come on by. Sunday starting at 2 o'clock at Tony's Two in Prescott Valley. It's hot, so I'm sitting in the corner by a fan, and that's going to interfere a little bit. But come on down. Hear it live. Give me a little more volume on there.
Hello.
Yeah, get in there nice and tight.
There we go.
Tell me how Sundays have been going.
They're going well. It's our third week, so we're doing well. I got Kaylina and Dan up right now.
Now, who is this? These
Kaylina Martin. Kaylina Martin and Dan Seaman.
Okay, that's Dan Seaman.
Yeah.
I know his face, and I couldn't put a name to it. He used to do public radio around here, didn't he? Or is he still?
I don't know. I think he still does. And then he's a poet and all that, so he does the poetry slams and everything.
They sound great.
Yeah.
So did you and Neb, man. That was
great. Thank you. Yeah.
Great to walk in. So this is a new venture for you, right?
This is a new venture. Yeah. New venue for me. It's going well. I'm really excited about it.
What'd you say, week three?
It's week three, yes. We're doing it every Sunday from 2 to 6 here at Tony's 2. And it's been good. We've been, we're getting consistent. We'd like to have more people, so everybody out there needs to come out and see.
Yeah, there's so much going on in the summer months out here.
Yeah.
We've had some new places open down on the square.
Yeah.
So there's just so much going on. 3 weeks ago, you hit probably right during fair weekend, right? Or rodeo weekend? Or was it right after that? Because that was 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, I think it was right. It was the...
So you're
that following week, I think, after that.
You kicked this off, right, when there's a million things going on.
I did. I like to make it difficult on myself.
So what's your format? You go up and open it up? Is it open to all comers?
It's open to everybody.
What are you wanting to see? What's your ideal Sunday out here?
What I want to do is I know there's a lot of people out in Prescott Valley that play music that don't really get an outlet to be able to play and, try out new songs. And they like to drive into Prescott, which is great. But I'd like to try to keep help businesses here in Prescott Valley as well, and
keep the economy going, as well as letting folks come a couple blocks or so from their house.
Yeah, instead of having to drive all the way into Prescott. And there's so many people out here out in Prescott Valley that play that I know that come into Prescott to do the open mics, and so I figured let's try it out here. I know.
And Tony Two's is taking care of you here?
Tony's Two is taking care of us. Tony here is great.
What road are we on? You know the neighborhood better than I do. I pulled up their address and then forgot what it was. What road are we on?
We're on Long Mesa Drive.
Long Mesa.
So it's on
towards the Robert side.
It's Robert. Yeah, Robert Long Mesa. If you're coming in from Prescott or Chino on Pioneer Parkway, go to Robert Road. Take a right.
Just
as you're going into I will tell you, go into Prescott Valley, go 3 blocks down, it should be Long Mesa Drive, take a right, and we're like right in the middle of halfway there. So
and what are you looking for? You open up each show?
I open each show up.
Doing a mix of some originals and some covers?
Do pretty much whatever I'm feeling like that day. You know, it's open, and then I just open it up for whoever wants to come and play. I want it to be open to bands, to you know, trios, duos, acoustic.
I was gonna clap, but I break my microphone.
Oh yeah. and then also do you know, if people want to do poetry, want to do comedy, do you want to do something? Because open mic is about expressing what art you do.
Whatever your art entails.
If that's,
there's a big need for that.
There
out
is.
Because there's a lot of open mics, strictly music.
Yes.
And not to take away from that, because that's where I first met you.
Yeah.
Was at an open mic, which was a showcase of the local talent.
Yes.
It was just incredible.
Yeah.
But as far as mixing in other art forms, visual and audio and other things, Birdcage was doing a little bit of that for a while. I'm not sure that they still are.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much a music town.
It's pretty much music. We do. I know at the Birdcage they do have a couple of poets, and we just had a comedian come in last Thursday when I was there. But I really want to. I just want to open it to everybody. And the great thing about Tony's Two is that you can't if you're underage and you want to be able to come and play. You can.
Middle of the day.
It's the middle of the day. And they have food. They have, you know, all that stuff. And I want to encourage, you know, encourage those who are those musicians out there that are, you know, you're like, you're really good, but you can't play anywhere.
Yeah. Everything's at night on the row.
It's at night, or it's at a bar, and Tony's Two is a bar and a grill. So
yeah. I like the way it's set up here, it's almost like a side room.
It is. But the stage is beautiful. The sound's great.
I had to apologize on that when I was doing my intro over there.
Oh, no worries about
it. Because it sounded great in here, but what was coming through my recorder, I was too close to that fan.
Oh, yeah. That fan was taking off over there.
But no, the sound in here is great.
But, yeah, so I want it to be open. My favorite open mic that I've gone to that's around here is at the Spirit Room.
Yeah, Jerome.
And they just allow everybody, you know, they allow, you know, any type, any form of art that you want to, performance art that you want to do. And
yeah, floor show just started.
And what's that?
A floor show just
we
started.
We did. We got some dancers coming up. It's great. So you want, so I'm trying, it's great. I love seeing people get into the music. It's great. But that's what I want to try to do here. I want to try to make it, because there isn't really a place where it's all inclusive of everything.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's hard. And I know it's hard for people who are living in Cordis or Dewey and all, you know, and like some people in Cottonwood want to come over and do an open mic,
yeah.
But it's too far to
especially
go to Prescott.
If it's an evening one, by the time you're getting home, it's midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Here, you're home at a good spot, you know, good time frame.
Yeah, you're right, you know, 2 to 6, it's perfect.
And mainly you're kicking this out on Facebook is where I saw it.
On Becky Dahlke Music.
Plug all your stuff. Plug everything
it's
you got.
Let me see. What do I plug? I do, well, on, well, my personal page. And then Becky Dahlke Music on Facebook. On Becky Fest page, and then we just put it on every other one, the Prescott Music page, Prescott Music Scene, Northern Arizona Music Scene.
So if somebody
Tony's
doesn't know
too,
about if somebody doesn't know about this, oh, Mike, it's their own fault.
If somebody doesn't know about it, there's something going on. You know, we try to post up as, you know, we try to go old school and put posters up as well, and
nice.
But. You know, and it's in a lot of it's we have to have word of mouth, you know. So if you're out there and you want to come and you want to check it out, come check it out. Tell your friends, And let's make this a destination, as Prescott, you know, is.
And it's a fantastic time and location. Sunday afternoons.
It is.
It's a great spot. Just come out, hang out. Like you said, all comers welcome, whatever your art form.
Exactly.
And if you're lucky, you get to come in and hear Becky do your cover of Men at Work.
Oh, yeah.
That is my favorite. I've told you this before. I like it better than the original.
Thank you.
You Becky-ize tunes.
I do.
And just make them your own, and they are absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Anything else you want to kick off? What do you got coming up, show-wise? This will be out tomorrow, by the way.
I'll be this week. I'm actually doing a solo show over in Cottonwood at Old Town at the Pillsbury Wine Company tasting room over on Main Street on Saturday from 4 to 7.
This coming? So that would be what, coming, the 30th? This coming,
yeah, the 30th. I'm going to be playing at the Farmer's Market on the 6th of August. And then, actually, this you guys are the first ones to know.
Ooh,
I'm bringing Becky Fest back. Isn't that great?
All right.
On August 20th.
August
20th. At the Bistro.
At the Bistro.
At the Bistro down on McCormick Street.
So I will let you guys know. Check out the Becky Fest page on Facebook.
Yes. It'll be from 3 to 7. I already have Kaylina Martin's going to be playing. And then I have Stella and the Fins.
Oh.
It's going to be their debut show. They just did a album, and it's
nice.
Phenomenal. And so if you get a chance to come out, we're going to be doing a donation this time, since we're not doing it in the bars and all that stuff. So, but all female fronted music. And the Bistro is great. They're nonprofit.
But I could come too.
Yeah. Oh, everybody can come. Everybody can come. The performers are going to be will be female fronted.
August 20th. At the Bistro.
At the Bistro from 3 to 7. I will let you know more. Maybe I'll
Please,
get back
shoot
on
it over
and,
to me. Yeah.
And tell you more about it once we get closer. But those are the few things that are coming.
And we'll
up.
Be looking for your posts on Facebook to share them and friend them and throw them out there.
Exactly.
And get on down here Sundays at 2 p.m. at Tony's too.
Yep.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it.
Man.
That is the Wes Williams Band. Now, they are playing right now at the Birdcage in Prescott's Whiskey Row. When they travel through your neck of the woods, stop in and see the Wes Williams Band. Tell them the Mile High Show sent you.
Close enough, yeah.
Right.
I'll eat it.
Tell me about your tour.
All
wrapped up for the extended?
For the extended, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
still peeking, making sure I'm doing
it. Okay, we're peeking. It never really stops.
Yeah.
But we just went on a little bit of a longer run than we normally do.
Yeah.
We went to New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and we played Austin, Texas, and had like some pretty incredible shows, you know.
Yeah.
It's just building on itself, and it feels so good.
Well received. Everybody, how
was
it?
Oh, yeah.
Good?
The only off night we had was Amarillo, Texas. Have you ever been there?
No.
Yeah, good.
I think I've been through it. Is that where? What
it's on the, it's
that
on the 40.
On the, yeah, then
so,
I've been through it.
A run we do pretty often is Flagstaff to Albuquerque to Amarillo, which is just a straight shot down the 40. I hate to talk badly about any town. It was just a strange group
like
of people.
The Paulden of Texas?
It is the Paulden of Texas. And I think that's worse than being the Paulden of Paulden. Yeah. So that one was kind of, you know, but we had a blast, and all the shows were just better than ever. And it's just, we're finally seeing that, like, this stuff's paying off. And we've spent so many hours in that van and just driving for, yeah,
the
that's
red
the
and
one,
white.
The red and white. And, you know, California and Colorado and New Mexico all the time and all over Arizona. And, like, to go out that far and have such a warm reception and great shows and, you know, we're kind of doing some changes with our lineup right now.
Yeah.
We just...
brand new bass player, huh?
Brand new bass player. And Nick Stednitz has been with us this entire time and has just been the coolest musician ever to play with and is just the best guy. Nick is probably going to start stepping in part-time as a lead guitar player for
nice.
Us. because we parted ways with our lead guitar player as well, and we haven't really wanted to make too big of a deal about that, so I'm wondering why I'm saying it now when I'm being recorded.
It's all right. Nobody listens. Is it just growing pains the way bands change?
Yeah, you know,
and
those guys are all the best guys in the world. Yeah. We all love each other so much, but, you know, riding around in a van 25 hours a week,
yeah,
you know, making $500 a week is not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a lot of compassion for that because I love it. You know, there's nothing I'd rather be doing than cruising around in that van all over the country, but it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
It's basically pretty much a marriage once you get on the road, right?
Yeah.
You are attached at the hip.
Yeah.
Small, confined areas.
Yeah,
and then you get to let loose on stage.
Exactly. And that balances it out, you know, so hopefully
we don't
kill each other.
You come off that high and then immediately get back in the van.
Exactly. Well, we're staying in some really, really nice Holiday Inn Expresses as well, so... That's my latest chain that I really like a lot. For a while, I was doing
Let's try and get him as a sponsor. Yeah. Dude, isn't that the one you're supposed to get smarter when you use?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I did stay at the Holiday Inn Express last night. No, Quality Inn was great to me for a while. It was like $65.
Yeah.
Pretty decent room, breakfast in the morning. But now we're stepping it up. Holiday Inn Express.
Got a waffle machine in those?
They do, every morning. Breakfast is 6 to 10, I'm pretty sure. And so we're always like rolling in at 9:52, eating what's left of the eggs and biscuits and stuff.
Nice.
That's what I always do, sausage, biscuit, eggs, and then juice. They always have a really primo juice machine, so I do like that. Yeah.
Mainlining coffee?
Yeah.
Or do you try
caffeine? Well, we try to drink a lot of water because it takes it out of you traveling and all the heat and stuff right now, especially. So it's really important that you take care of yourself when you're driving around for days and days and days. So
now, run me through the lineup you guys had here tonight at the Birdcage this afternoon.
Yeah. So, first of all, on the trombone tonight is Adam Skilperort, which is our trumpet player's little brother. He plays the trombone.
Oh, nice.
And so he's not full time with us either. But our saxophone player, who is full-time, he's down in Phoenix and just couldn't get up for tonight. But he's with us full-time. That's Ben Child, tenor saxophone, great player. And then Troy, obviously, our trumpet player and keyboard player.
Now, it was
impressive
watching him bounce back and forth.
Not
even between songs.
Right. During songs.
Going back and forth.
Uh-huh.
That, to me, as an audience member, is really unique to see.
Oh, you dug that.
How unique is it? As a band, is that something you see on the road often? Or
well, I mean, not really. I think primarily what you'll see is like people that this is their instrument, you know.
Yeah.
And Troy is an unbelievable jazz musician. His ear is incredible, and he, you know, I knew he played piano for years and years. And one day I put him. We've got this really keyboard right now, and he just kills that thing. You know, he makes it scream. It's awesome. So super talented guys. That's Matt Hepburn on the drums. That's been playing with us, you know, since the beginning. Killer drummer. He's come a long way. He's just killing it. And then the new bass player is Dennis Messenger.
Now he mentioned to me in one of your breaks that this is like his second, third gig with you guys.
What is today? Sunday. He started Friday night. So. Yeah, his first gig was down in Phoenix Friday night.
Have you guys known this guy for a while? Or
I haven't, but they all have. I guess they all went to school together, so I've pretty much got a band behind me of all Prescott natives at this point.
Because it's just amazing how it gels like that.
Because
it's not like you guys are a bar band doing covers that everybody has been playing since Garage Band days and stuff.
You don't like Mustang Sally?
Yeah, I love it. But you guys are playing some unique stuff and in definitely a Wes Williams style.
Thanks.
And he just...
Slipped right in, huh?
I was surprised. When he said that, no, this is like my third gig, I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Okay. That's actually really cool to hear because he strolled in. He had done some homework while we were out of town.
Yeah.
Came to one rehearsal, had his stuff... in order, was ready to roll, and then we went and played a show Friday night. That was his first show, and he killed it.
Were we down in Phoenix?
Down in Phoenix at Cactus Jacks in South Phoenix.
This is hitting up tomorrow. I'm going to post this up tomorrow.
Cool.
So what do you got coming up this week, and what's in store
for
you guys?
Let's see. We're
going to
be up at the Green Room in Flagstaff this coming Saturday night, July 30th. We're going to be opening for another band from Prescott, Spafford.
On Saturday night. I'm there the 29th.
Okay.
For a comedy show.
Why don't you just
I've never been there, so I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it's
and
a great venue. Flagstaff's beautiful.
Up?
Flagstaff's unbelievable vibe. One of my favorite towns in the whole country.
Hop on two wheels and head up there
Please
Saturday.
Please do. Oh, yeah. You got a bike, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Looking for excuses to
take it
out.
I get it.
I took it out. It just it'd been busy and stuff. I hadn't been able to ride it, and I took it out a couple weeks ago. And just not even thinking. head down the highway, which is going to get a cup of coffee.
Heading down the
highway. I ended up in Phoenix, 118 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it's so gnarly down there.
I had to whip it around and come on.
Yeah. I get it. I certainly get it.
Now, what was homecoming like for you? Back to Louisiana. And
yeah, well, we played in New Orleans first, and that's just such a special place for me, you know. And then we did Baton Rouge, which they're really just equally as special. Baton Rouge
when
is amazing.
When were you there? What dates? Do you remember
We were in New Orleans July 7th, I believe. July 9th it was. Saturday, okay. July 9th, we were at the Howlin' Wolf in New Orleans. And then Thursday, July 14th, we were at the Varsity Theater in Baton Rouge.
Because they've hit the news, Baton Rouge specifically,
right.
In the last
couple weeks.
Yeah,
I was talking about that a little bit tonight.
Where were you in relation to the shootings that went down there?
Well, we were right there, you know. It was, you know, everything was safe. We didn't see anything firsthand that was scary or protests or anything like that. You know, I was sitting in the house watching news of what was going on, you know, 10 miles away. And it was pretty intense. Yeah. And I really felt and still feel for my hometown, you know. It's
what were the crowds
sad.
Like? Did you address that at all on stage?
No, we decided to stay away from it. The one thing we did that night is we decided the day before we had heard Come Together by the Beatles came on the radio, and we decided that day that that's what we should do for an encore in Baton
Rouge.
Now,
had you been covering that before?
No.
Or because you played that tonight.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we've kind of got it in the lineup a little bit, but now that I'm on here, it'll probably go away. But we don't really do too many traditional covers the Beatles or anything like that. So it was just a pretty spur of the moment thing that we all felt, and we're like, let's do that, because that's the message that needs to be in the world,
the whole
right
town
now.
And the nation
and everybody
together,
So
by not addressing it from stage, and I said, was it just a way to
I'm just a musician, you know, and that's how I look at it. I'm not here to really give anyone a message other than music. That's it. And music should bring people together, and music is rooted in love and brothers and sisters and unity and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we're about. But as far as getting specific on anything, we try not to say that I don't have opinions, but I try not to say them into the microphone.
And then that's also a way you can... The title of your CD, again?
Oh, the new one, Listen to Your Soul.
Listen to Your Soul. It's a way to just bring everybody's soul together.
Indeed.
Let them cleanse out on the dance floor.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're trying to do, and we try not to be too... We don't need to sit there and say it over and over again. The big slogan for us is listen to your soul, life is good, you know, and that's what it is. Turn your brain off for just a minute, you know, and the reality is if you're just really in touch with the nature of your soul and... Music, you can't get any easier than that for you to feel that feeling, you know. So if you're in touch with that, then that's your living, you know.
Now I poked a little fun at you when you were playing that Beatles tune. Now,
I'm
guessing
you
weren't texting, right?
I was not texting. I was not texting. That might have been the lyrics, yeah. Juju Gumball, he comes moving up slowly.
No, I plugged it up. I said, "This is what a multi-talent to be able to text and cover the Beatles at the same time."
yeah. No, that's our keyboard player Troy really digs that tune a lot. He loves that we're playing it, so that we've busted it out a couple more times. And I'm yet to learn the words. I'll admit that. I'm 27. Okay, John Lennon was murdered well before I was born. So I don't know the words to Come Together.
But again,
I'm working on it.
Just everything you guys do is just. You make it so personal with your style, and especially throwing those horns in and stuff, man. It's so great to hear.
Thank you, man. That's really nice to hear.
So what do you got coming up other than Flag?
Right, so we're doing Flag.
How do we get your CD other than at the live show?
We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. Okay. Dallas Norman, he's around too. We're just in the back alley of Prescott right now. All my favorite people, Gary Ukra, Hoppy, Dave Whitley, they're all right here.
I got a hype from Gary. He still scares me.
Oh, does he owe you money?
No,
you owe him money? So, I know, we've talked about this, Keanu Reeves and Gary Ukra. Yeah. That's our topics. Look at him right now. He's terrifying. Gary, hey. So we're in. Hey, Dave. All right, people are getting naked. It's getting weird. Dave Whitley actually has good-looking nipples. I'm not going to lie.
Those are nice. Little Hershey kisses, man. Those are good.
Clean-shaven chest. we're doing Flagstaff July 30th with our friends Spafford. Love those guys to death. And then we're going to be back here in town. We haven't been here too much, so we're going to be doing the new place, Far From Folsom.
Nice.
So
have you been over
be
there
exciting.
Yet since
I was actually down there jamming with Don Cheek right before we started
over
here.
Nice.
And it was actually like an unbelievable way to start my day, because just the feeling and the memories of being on that stage and having everybody there and all the friends and all the people, and the place was just packed, and the owner, Joe, is just doing phenomenal things over there. And
so iTunes, Spotify.
iTunes, Spotify.
Your Facebook page, you're real active on that.
Yep,
Instagram, website?
Instagram, all that stuff. No. For political reasons. No, I'm just kidding. We just don't have one.
But
I think we have
social
one, actually.
Media
it's just
is
not
just,
ready.
Just the way to go.
Yeah, we like social media.
Cool.
I stay on my phone a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, Matt. Thanks for having me, dude. That was really cool.
See you Saturday.
Absolutely.
If
come
my
out.
Let me
stay out with the bike.
2 days in a row.
Be good, man.
2 days in a row.
All right. Well, we're tearing down. Thanks, dude.
Well, that was it. That was 99. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you to Becky Dahlke and Wes Williams of the Wes Williams Band. Check out both of their info at on Facebook. Just do a little search for Becky Dahlke. That's D-A-L-K-E. Find out all about her coming shows, and of course her every Sunday at 2 p.m. at Tony's 2 on in Prescott Valley. Wes Williams and the Wes Williams Band play all over the place. Again, they are at the Green Room in Flag this coming Saturday. Check them out wherever and whenever you can. Pick up their CD when you see them live or on iTunes or anywhere else you get your good music. Check out Big Daddy E's every Friday afternoon at 4:30 for great music, singer-songwriters out in the patio, and some of the best food you will ever stick up into your face. So that's it. Again, thanks for tuning in. Next week we do have that 100th episode with a lot of good folks on it, recorded right there at Big Daddy E's. And send us your thoughts, your comments, your suggestions to info@milehighshow.com, and hopefully we will, in the next 100 or so episodes, maybe find somebody to talk to that you may be interested in hearing from. So we'll hit you back up next week. Thanks for tuning in. Papa was a trapper from Napoleonville. Her mama was a dark-eyed Cajun woman. Listen to her mama, might be there still. She went to school in Morgan City, used to go to dances in Abbeville. I fell in love with a boy from New Orleans. Listen to that boy, she might be there still. Oh, my bayou country, a magnolia bring you to your knees. They got dogs and Cajun women, Spanish moss hanging from a big oak tree. Uh-huh. Like shake it, just shake it down. Like shake it, like a, like shake it, like a. She been all over this country, met a lot of people, where she made a lot of friends. She got the feeling of the swampland running through her blood, coming back home, but she don't know when. Like a shaking and gone. Well, California's falling, Detroit burning, whole lot of trouble in D.C. town. And nothing pretty about New York City. Mississippi, take me to higher ground. Oh, my bayou country, a magnolia bring you to your knees. Got dogs and Cajun women, Spanish moss hanging from a big old tree. Oh, my bayou country, a magnolia bring you to your knees. I got dogs and Cajun women, Spanish moss hanging from a big old. Tree.